Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Vermont has only one operational landfill in the entire state, and it takes more than two-thirds of the 600,000 tons of waste we throw away every year. But most Vermonters have never seen the Coventry landfill, so a few weeks ago I got a tour from Joe Gay. He's an engineer with Casella Waste Systems, which owns and operates the landfill. Okay, so before we get in the car with him to head over to where all of our trash is being dumped, let me just situate you. Coventry is up near the Canadian border, next to Newport and Lake Memphremagog, and the landfill itself is out of town a ways, smack dab next to the Newport Airport, which has been expanding recently. All right, so here's Joe Gay to show us around.
You'll see a lot of landfill fencing as we drive around the perimeter. The landfill fencing keeps litter as best as possible inside the footprint of the landfill. And then certainly anything that gets past the landfill itself is collected. We have a litter patrol that goes around and collects the litter, bags it up, and brings it back to the site. And really, that's only on, you know, windy days. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're operating somewhat down in a hole, so we don't see quite as much litter. But when we're up on top of the landfill and it's windy, we will get litter. In fact, the staff here at the site have the ability to shut the landfill down if the wind is too bad. You know, some wind can generate some litter that'll basically just, you know, become suspended in the wind. And if it was too windy, the operators can shut the incoming flow of waste down, and then they can get what waste is in the landfill covered and wait for another day when it's not as windy.
Covered with what?
So we cover with 6 inches of soil. We have plenty of material here on site to excavate and haul it over to the daily operational area. And at the end of the day, the waste gets covered with 6 inches of soil. At the end of every day. Wow. Yep, that's a requirement by the state regulation. And on several occasions, we will show up in the morning to begin our daily operations, and the state will be waiting at the gate, and they'll want to come in and see how we did the night before.
And now, do you guys bristle when I say trash? Is that an appropriate word?
Sure is. Okay. Yep. Just don't call it a dump. We prefer the word landfill. I think people traditionally, when they hear dump, they think of what they might have remembered as a child growing up, and you know, it's just a lot different now with the containment system and all the regulations that we have, the gas collection and the way we manage the gas off the landfill. It's just very different than what we might remember.
But you were mentioning before we turned the tape on that it may still look to somebody like their old idea of a dump. So it's all of the stuff that's happening sort of either underground or just less visibly that is different.
Right, through regulation and the methods that were required to protect the environment are very, very different. What you see right there, actual waste going in the landfill, is probably going to look a lot like it used to back in the days when we used to go to the dump. And there's far too much recycling still. As we look at the trash coming out of the trucks today, there is way too much recycling that's still coming to this facility needlessly. We've got to do a better job as Vermonters removing the cardboard and removing the plastic bottles and removing the plastics and getting those materials into the waste stream.
So is it frustrating to you to look down and see so much recyclable material still in the landfill?
It's very frustrating. Absolutely. When you walk out there, it's almost shameful with the amount of materials that can be going to better uses than being disposed of here at the site. So straight ahead is the daily operations.
Can we get out and...
Absolutely. The wind is coming right at us.
Yeah.
So, you know, as the trucks come in, depending upon which type of truck it is, the waste is tipped, and you'll see two large bulldozers. So the dozers do the work. They push the waste to the compactor. The compactor compacts the trash to maximize the overall airspace in the landfill.
How much of a difference does the compacting make? Can you? I mean, I know you don't do it by my trash bag, but... how big would my trash bag be after it's been compacted?
Yeah, I would say that your trash bag would be compacted to about 10% of its size.
Wow, so a lot.
A lot, yep.
Tell me where we are right now, if you could map out the landfill.
Mm-hmm. So we're on the eastern side of the facility. So we're looking west to east into the active area of the landfill. In the foreground here, we have an area that we plan to expand the landfill next summer. We have about 4.9 acres left in this end of the landfill, and we will hire a contractor to come in, develop a subgrade, and then we'll lay the various layers of the landfill containment system down to protect the environment from the wastewater that drains down through the trash over time.
And right now, explain how that works, because obviously, you know, you're putting soil down on the trash, but rainwater, snow, all still seeps through and seeps into the trash and the landfill and goes down. So what is the containment system?
Rain will end up at the bottom of the landfill, and in the bottom of the landfill, we have two layers that protect the environment, separated by about 18 inches of soil. The two layers are 60 mil high-density polyethylene. It's a plastic liner, and those plastic liners are welded together across the entire footprint of the landfill. So as the waste is compacted, let's say it was raining today, some of that rain is going to migrate through that trash, pick up some contamination, and then eventually will drain vertically all the way down to the bottom of the landfill. And in that low spot, that wastewater will accumulate, and then we pump that wastewater out of the landfill and haul that wastewater to a wastewater treatment facility. And that leachate is treated through the process at the wastewater treatment plants and managed that way.
There appears to be a pretty large gang of marauding seagulls hanging out at the trash. Not surprising. You know, I think people probably picture seagulls at the dump. But that's a problem for the airport?
It is a problem for the airport. So we have a full-time USDA staff person here. His job is to manage the gulls as well as crows to minimize the risk of bird to airplane collision. And while we're looking in there, I'm seeing 20 or 30 gulls. I got to believe at some point here fairly soon we're going to see the bird management specialist show up and scare those birds off.
So how does he scare them off?
Pyrotechnics. We call them shot crackers. They're like a bottle rocket that scares the birds. Just the fact that he drives the same pickup truck, when these gulls see the gentleman pull up in his pickup truck, they take off because they know he's the guy. And the gulls are smart enough to know the difference between his vehicle and others' vehicles.
No kidding.
That's a fact. Yep.
So you mentioned that the wind is blowing right at us, and you can smell a little bit of what smells like a typical trash can or trashy smell, but it's mild. So is this pretty typical for what you'd smell around the site?
Yes, it is. I would expect to catch a little bit of odor as we're standing here. We certainly try to minimize any impact on the neighborhood with odors. One of the reasons why we cover the trash at the end of the night. And we have upwards of 200 collection points around the landfill. And when I say around the landfill, I'm talking about pipes inside the garbage that have a vacuum applied to them. And so that vacuum is harnessing the gas, and that gas is ending up down at the energy plant where the gas is being utilized as a renewable source to create power. And that facility down there is producing about 8 megawatts of power when it's at full capacity. And there goes one of the shot crackers. There's the bird guy right there. I told you he'd be showing up.
Yeah, that startled me.
And you can see the gull starting to take off.
So you were saying the odors and the methane that is trapped. So if those vacuum tubes were not pulling that methane out of the landfill, would it smell more?
Yes, it definitely would. Without the gas collection system here at the facility, we would have some very significant odor issues. This landfill would be smelled down in the city of Newport. It would be noticed by our surrounding neighbors. You can imagine, you know, we have nearly 70 acres of waste here at this facility. And without the gas collection system, there would be some significant impacts with odors in the community. And not to mention that there would also be greenhouse gas impacts. So landfill gas is an ozone depleter, and by harnessing the gas, not only are we controlling the odors and reducing the impacts to the neighborhood, but we're also reducing impacts to global warming as well.
Are you seeing yet any effects of the mandatory recycling law that's being phased in now in Vermont?
I don't think we're seeing any impacts as we stand here today, but I think over time we will start to see a loss of production of landfill gas. By taking the organics out of the waste stream, that is the primary component by which the landfill gas is generating methane. And long term, I think we probably will not realize as much gas production as we had initially expected and hoped for, you know, for the energy plant.
So that's the composting, the mandatory composting piece of this new law that, again, is being phased in. Eventually, will come to households where each individual household will be expected to compost their organic matter or send their organic matter to a place where it can be composted. Do you see less material coming into the facility than before people were made aware of recycling laws and before recycling became mandatory?
You know, over the last couple of months, we have seen a drop in our waste acceptance here at the facility. So if that's an indication of the new regulation, I think the state is definitely heading in the right direction. While we're coming out of the construction season, which is one of our busier times for disposal rates, we do think that the overall waste acceptance rate is down over what we have historically seen.
Nonetheless, in the time that you and I have been talking, I mean, I haven't actually been counting, but I would estimate maybe 6 or 7 large full trucks have pulled in to drop off waste, and the same number have, you know, pulled out again. So it still looks like it's quite a busy facility you've got here.
It is a busy facility. There's no question about it. And, you know, when we stop and think about all that we throw away, we are the only operating landfill in the state. And so, you know, we are seeing a large portion of the state's waste. And when it comes to municipal solid waste, you know, the routine garbage, you know, we do not take that type of waste from out of state. So what you're seeing is Vermont-generated waste. The state of Vermont produces upwards of 600,000 tons a year, and we take about 450,000 tons of that. So we are taking a large percentage of what is generated across the state.
That was Casella Waste Systems engineer Joe Gay showing us around the active part of the landfill in Coventry. That's the state's only operational landfill, and Joe says he thinks it could operate for another 30 or 35 years if they get the permits they need for expansion. We'll post a little video of what the landfill looks like up on the Vermont Edition Facebook page.